Welcome back into the KJF Sports Talk program. We've got on the line Rhonda Hubbard, athletic director and Grandview girls basketball coach as well, athletic director at Grandview. Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing just fine, thank you.
Good to hear. We've got some news. You've got some news. You're going to hang it up as the AD at Grandview at school's end, or at this semester's end. And have you got a new endeavor? What can you tell us about that?
Well, I did just recently take the athletic director position at Marshfield High School, which is, you know, right outside of Springfield. I'm a born and raised Springfieldian, so it's kind of a going home adventure for me.
Okay, and when did this all come to fruition, this going back home?
Well, it wasn't anything that I, you know, was just, you know, seeking out to do. It ended up, you know, that I knew that a lot of people in that Marshfield district, and certainly have a lot of respect for their administrative team there. They have a lot of really top quality people, you know, running their district. And, you know, it was just really enticing to be able to get back around my family and to be a part of, you know, a pretty historic, you know, program there. Their girls team has won, you know, a couple of state championships. Went to the Final Four just a few short years ago, and they're just traditionally known for very competitive athletic teams.
All right, well, very neat. Sounds like certainly a good place to go back to, and obviously you'll do great things there like you did here at Grandview in the 2 years you were with Grandview. Let's talk about that greatness. The Grandview girls basketball team, 22-4 last year and 22-3 this year, losing in the district semifinals both years to a great Steelville program. But when you think back on, I know it's really not much to think back on. It's just been a couple of years, but when you think about what you've been able to do here at Grandview and continue that success for the girls basketball team of the last 4 years, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, when you go 44-7 over 2 years, I mean, you can't do anything but be just super proud of, you know, the girls that I've been able to coach and the body of work, you know, that the program was able to succeed in. And, you know, I'm just tickled to death for the girls. You know, last year, the 22 wins, you know, crushed really the old record of 17 wins being the most wins in the history of the program. So, you know, to be able to do that last year and to break that record and then come back and tie it again the following year, you know, really just speaks to the girls that, you know, work so hard in the off season and really pulled together, you know, as a team. This past year, you know, we suffered an injury early on to really a player, Isabel Kuchka, that was, you know, going to be a very impactful player for us. And when you lose a player like that, you always wonder as a coach, you know, how you're going to respond. And I think immediately after that injury, you know, we lost two games in the stretch of about 7 days. And, you know, we were just struggling to find our identity. But then when we did, I really just felt like we started to become a better basketball team.
Well, and a player that stepped up and I'm sure was going to have an important role anyway, but certainly stepped up and helped carry this team offensively and on the glass, Macy Ketcherside, and she's, you know, going to Mineral Area College for softball or for volleyball, and clearly that's a good choice for her because she's 5'11", pushing 6 feet, and very athletic. But when she kind of stepped up with the Kuchka injury and was able to kind of carry this team, what was practice like? What were the meetings in the locker room before games like, with knowing that Ketcherside was going to play a big role in your wins and losses?
Well, you know, I don't think that was actually any different, you know, than a year ago. I mean, Macy was our leading scorer and rebounder a year ago. She was first team all conference. She was an all district. She was the player of the year in the JCAA. She's already been named all district this year. She's been named to the, you know, NBCA Missouri Challenge Southeast team. She's just a really special, you know, kid, just a special player. I mean, she's a multi-sport athlete, And she could just as well play basketball in college, but I know volleyball is kind of her love. But, you know, I don't think her role on the team this year really, you know, changed anything from last year. It's just that when Macy came in last year, you know, there was already a 1,000-point scorer, you know, on the team in Kirsten Sparks. So she didn't have to necessarily be the leader. But as she moved from a junior to a senior, what I really started to see was a more mature leadership role, you know, that Macy took on our team, especially, you know, in the locker room. And, you know, Macy's really a fun-spirited kid, so she really knows how to keep things light in the locker room and, you know, in those stressful moments. And she's a super coachable kid. I mean, that's probably the most admirable trait about her is, you know, you can really coach her and she will listen and try to do what it is you're asking her to do.
And as you know, I got a chance to speak with her for just a few minutes after y'all beat Hillsborough in the final regular season game at Hillsborough. And, you know, people always talk about first impressions, and you got to make a good first impression. Well, she made a very, very good first impression, and maybe possibly the only impression that she'll make on me. But one thing that I picked up as well, as you just mentioned, is the leadership ability and the coachability. And she credited she did a lot of crediting her teammates to the success of the team this year and in that Hillsborough game. And some of those seniors, Megan Faust, Caitlin McLaughlin, Melina Eaker, and Cecilia Diedrichs, all moving on as well on to college. So you got obviously a firsthand experience to see what Ketcherside's impact was on them and what their impact was on her and the other teammates.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, this group of seniors, you know, I'm not sure when the next time Grandview will ever see a group of seniors like this group. You know, Melina Aker is going to go to Murray State. You know, she's finished third in pole vault in the state of Missouri. I mean, she is a tremendous track and field athlete. You've got Megan Faust and Caitlin McLaughlin, both all district softball players. Both would have the opportunity, if they wanted to play softball in college. And then Cecilia, you know, wants to go into the National Guard. So you think about all those things with those seniors, and really what comes to mind is work ethic and discipline for them to be able to do that. And all of them are tremendous students. I mean, we had a team GPA, a cumulative team GPA of 3.87. And that just tells you just how smart not only those kids are, but the rest of the team as well.
Wow. That is, that's a very good GPA for the full team. As an individual, my GPA was about 1.6 below that.
Well, you know, it's always interesting as a coach when, you know, you wonder, am I coaching girls that are smarter than me? So, you know, it does make you think for a minute.
Yeah, I talk to people all the time that I know are just absolutely smarter than me. That's why I'm in radio. Before I let you go, Coach Hubbard, I just wanted to ask you one more question regarding your impact on the Grandview program. Again, limited action, 2 years, but you got to do something that a lot of these girls may not have experienced otherwise with a different coach, and that was to get to a district semifinal game and have a legitimate shot at a district championship and even a state tournament run.
Yeah, well, we talked a lot about having that vision, you know, of being able to go to the Final Four and actually believing that we were good enough to do that. You know, I really felt like our kids battled hard against Steelville. The unfortunate thing is we just turned the ball over too much in that game. And, you know, when it's the score was 41-41 with a minute left and we had the ball. So we had every, you know, opportunity to win the game, but we turned it over. So then you see Steelville come back and beat Central, and it really makes, certainly myself, cause I feel like I already had that idea, but for kids who have never really played in a district championship game, sometimes it's whether or not they believe that they can get there. And I think after we, you know, watched Steelville beat Central last night, it really started to dawn on our kids just how close they were to being that type of team that could go on to sectionals and state and have a state playoff run. So I know that they're very aware and they know how close they were, and I know they're very proud, but they also know that, you know, that Steelville game could have gone either way and maybe it would have been them going on to sectionals. Who knows? But I can tell you that, you know, not just from the girls' basketball perspective, I'm super excited for the future of Grandview. I have always felt like if you can leave people and places better than you found them, then you've certainly done your job. And I know that the entire Grandview Athletic Department is in a much better place than it was 2 years ago when I took over. And I'm really excited to see all of their future successes.
And I'm assuming that the search is on for a new coach?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we've got to find a new coach, but we also have to find a new assistant principal and athletic director, and so that probably takes the forefront of the search. And if we could, you know, get someone who could coach as well, I think that would be just an added plus.
Okay. All right. Well, Coach Hubbard, I know it was a limited time for you and me, but it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you for all of your time and all of your help, and certainly wish you a nice homecoming for you.
Well, I very much appreciate that. Thank you.